Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service.
Two Deadly Mob, welcome back to your live broadcast, outdoor broadcast here at the Fish Tank, home of the Marlins, Cairns basketball, and the training program for Taipans, your Cairns Taipans. And look, Deadly here, come on down to the Indigenous Basketball Association, Indigenous Basketball Australia. We've got the tournament happening down here with all our juniors, under 14s, under 17, First Nation students and children, performing under the banner of the Indigenous Basketball Association, supported by Junior NBA, Under Armour, Sporting, Telstra, Nacho, Wootropin, and also Paddy Mills, who's one of the main sponsors for this fantastic program. And Paddy Mills is down here training for the up-and-coming World Cup event. We've got the Boomers arriving today. And of course, he's a part of Boomers, and he's here training and being part of the launch of this this year, 2023, with the Indigenous Basketball Australia. And I've got Paddy Mills with me. And a very good afternoon, my brother. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Just a great feeling to be up here in far north Queensland for basketball as we get ready for the World Cup, but more importantly here for my first ever IBA event, which
yes.
It's been a long time coming, but really happy to be here.
Fantastic. And before we start, brother, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
Yeah, for those that don't know me, my name is Patrick Mills. I'm a Gugara, Nagiagal, and Dawareb Meriam man. Very proud to be born and raised here in Australia. Been living overseas around the world for a very long time now, going on 17 years. But my connection to my homeland, my land, my country, the spirit is still very strong, and every time I come back, it's a really good feeling to be back.
Yeah, fantastic. Paddy, great to have you here. Basketball has been, has been your career, has been your financial vehicle, but has been your passion, and you've grabbed the bulls with both horns. Let's not talk about bulls, Atlanta Hawks. Tell us where you're at and how you're traveling with your NBA pathways.
Yeah,
brother.
Good. I've had, fortunate enough to have a good career in the NBA. I've had 14 years going into my 15th year. I was with the Portland Trail Blazers, with the San Antonio Spurs.
Which you won a championship.
Which I won a championship in 2014 and brought the Larry O'Brien to this very stadium.
Right. Yes.
And then more recently, the Brooklyn Nets. And of course, everything that we've done with the Australian national team and Olympic Games and World Cup and winning our first ever men's Olympic medal couple of years ago at the Tokyo Olympics. So it's been an incredible journey, and I think what comes along with that is being able to inspire the next generation.
Exactly.
And be able to give them a platform for them to do so, but also be safe in them to feel safe in the environment and them to feel inspired. So that's exactly what IBA is all about.
Exactly, and it's a great platform, brother. And when you look at the principles of success, so you're promoting success. You're promoting get out of your comfort zone on a daily basis. Chase your goals and dreams. Basketball is the tool you use, but if you can inspire a young First Nation person out there, become a doctor, become
yes,
a lawyer,
exactly
become a
right.
business person, that's what we're talking about, brother.
Exactly right. Look, basketball at the end of the day is just a vehicle, and the programs that we're providing for our youth here within IBA is everything to be successful in life. It doesn't have to be basketball. So the programs that we have from health to identity, to be a doctor, to be a professor, all of these things have one common goal, and that's understanding who you
sure.
are and your identity. And a lot of culture that we do first before we pick up a basketball is important to understanding your identity and using
yes.
that as fuel to the fire to achieve something.
Exactly,
so
brother.
Very important.
Exactly. And so, of course, you're overseas. You're in America. You're with Atlanta Hawks, correct? Yes?
Yep.
So, but we notice, thanks to social media, we see you in action, and you represent your people no matter where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking First Nation people of this country,
mm-hmm.
the Big Island. Brother, you do that well.
Yeah, it is who I am. I don't know anything else.
Thank you.
And that's who my family is, and that's who we've been for a long time and will be forever. So, you know, for me to go on the other side of the world has actually made it stronger within me because of who I'm representing.
Sure.
So for me to be able to, you know, educate people around the world about who I am and who our families are and who our culture is,
yes,
is something that's very important to me, and it just makes me stronger and stronger each time. But I tell you what, there's nothing like coming back home and feeling that sense of being back in the country.
Lovely, fantastic, brother. And so, like I said, we've got the Boomers arriving today, so you're getting ready for the onslaught of the World Cup. You walked away with the silver medal back in the Olympics, so we're now looking at possibly a gold.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, we won our first Olympic medal in Tokyo, and that was 2 years ago. So we actually haven't been together as a team since that moment in the Olympic Village. So tonight we have a very special event for our group, and it's going to be the first time that we've been together since then. So, yeah, exactly right. We've got the World Cup. It's in Okinawa, Japan, and in Manila, the Philippines.
Yes.
But, yeah, look, Olympics was one little taste of what it's like, but we definitely want the gold medal now and looking, you know, very strongly to bring this World Cup trophy home to Australia.
My Bala, so great to be talking to you. Nice to meet you, my Bala. Thank you for coming home. I just wanted to let the people know who you are and who they're listening to.
Of course. My name is Paddy Mills. I'm a Gugara, Nagyagal and Dawareb Meriam man, and you're listening to BBM 98.7 FM. Too Deadly.
There it is. Too Deadly. One love. All right, oh, brother.
God.
You take care. Keep being you.
That's all.
One love. That's all. Too Deadly. So there it is. Having a deadly yarn with NBA sports star. We're talking Atlanta Hawks, Paddy Mills, NBA, and he's here at the Fish Tank here in Cairns. You mob driving by, come and check it out. Indigenous Basketball Australia, supported by Paddy Mills, of course. He's invested in this and regarding the next up-and-coming sports person in the basketball arena, but if not, just in life, being successful as a First Nation person. And so it's great to have him here. Great to be yarning with him. And look, proudly supported by Junior NBA, Under Armour, Sporting, Telstra, Nacho, Wu Chopran, and also had a deadly yarn with our head of business, Team Mills, Mark Whedon. We'll try and catch up with him later on. And also Team Mills would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the country and all throughout Australia and pay respects to their elders. So great to be yarning with Paddy Mills. But if you might want to see him in action, throw some hoops, come down to the Fish Tank. We're here till about 3 o'clock this afternoon. So if you're driving by, free entry, come and see Paddy Mills in action. And you're tuned in to BBM 98.7 FM. Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side but don't act, we know you're not shy. You can text a brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Facebook, I say Big Face, Sookbook, either way, all ears here on your daily program, National Talkback, All Yarns. We're going to jump straight in and talk to two deadly sisters here from our First Nations Foundation. And First Nation Foundation is coming to Cairns and Yarraba. What is First Nation Foundation? Well, you're going to find out very soon. We have Destiny Jewis, and then she's got a bodyguard here, Maddie Shepherd. Very good morning, girls. How are we?
Good, thank you.
Well, thanks, Trev. Thanks good. For having us on.
Lovely. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Start with you, Destiny. Who you mob? Where you from, sister?
Yeah, so my family are from the Torres Strait on my father's side. Yes. My mother's side's Aboriginal South Sea.
Yes.
So we're here locally in Cairns, and I work for First Nations Foundation as a project officer, and I'm the project lead for On Country.
Okay.
And, yeah, doing work around community and on a national scale as well.
Good, good, good. Maddie, a non-Indigenous sister, where are you from, sister? Where's Maddie Shepherd from? And give us a bit of background, sister.
Yeah, so I grew up in Melbourne on Wurundjeri land, and I have been lucky enough to live in Darwin in the Northern Territory and in the Pilbara, where I currently am located.
Okay.
And I've worked all over the NT and in the Pilbara in community.
Yes.
Before recently coming over to First Nations Foundation.
So, okay, lovely. Yeah. Beautiful. Well, thank you, Maddie. Introduction there. Now, First Nations Foundation, who is, what is First Nations Foundation? I'm thinking along the lines of finance. Let's get financially intelligent. This is the vehicle that serves our people out there. How to get, like I said, financially intelligent, get the money working for you, or create a space where budgeting and working for the future, but having a strong foundation in a finance sense. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. So we're at First Nations Foundation. We are an Indigenous-led organisation. Mm-hmm. We provide financial literacy education to mob around the country. So if anyone is interested, you can check out what we do at firstnations.org.au.
Okay.
And we also go into community to do those face-to-face workshops, but also online.
Yes.
And just really targeting that deficit mindset into positive mindset around money.
Sure.
You know, and the value of money in building intergenerational wealth and looking at that financial fitness and seeing where you are. So understanding your credit score, budgeting. Mm. And we also can tailor the workshops and sessions to meet the participants.
So you help not only organisations, but individuals as well.
Yes.
So we're talking about a young brother who's got a JOB and wants to get financial intelligence, have working money. He can come to you, have a yarn, and you can help set up a program. Is that right? Is that my understanding?
Yeah. So we have our My Money Dream training, which you can access online through our learner portal. So going to our website again, looking up our My Money Dream training, and on there, an individual can sign up, and we have our five core modules, which they can actually go through and get some better understanding. So we talk about our culture and money, the history around money and our perceptions of wealth, and then leading on to, you know, talking about credit score, loans, what interest rate you should be paying, and really just that in-depth stuff that's not really talked about in community, especially your households. You know, money is a bit taboo, so we try not to speak about it.
We need to speak about it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at it, girls, we work all our lives for a pay packet.
That's it.
You know, so it's an important tool, and money is a tool. Let's get the education how to make this tool work for us.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm picking up, yeah?
Absolutely.
Matt, how long has First Nation Foundation been operating for?
So First Nations Foundation started in 1999 as a credit union, and in 2006 moved over to a foundation.
Okay.
So we have grown hugely in the last few years. I think 4 or 5 years ago there was only 3 or 4 team members, and we're now a team of 13, I think.
Okay.
So we're growing constantly. We're the only Indigenous-led financial education organisation in Australia.
Okay.
We work in government, but also in community as well.
Okay. Is there a fee for an individual to come to you to help me with my budget?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, fantastic. So anyone out there who's just started a job, or just left high school, started in the workforce, or to a 55-year-old who's like 20 years working now and still hasn't got his head around money, come to the table and we'll educate the individual, get a budget in place, and start working towards a plan, so to speak, yeah?
Absolutely. And the events that we have coming up in the next few days is a great opportunity for anyone to come down, have a yarn with any of the staff at First Nations Foundation or any of the service providers that we have as
Good.
Well.
Now, these gatherings are across the country.
That's where Foundation is a national company. Yep.
Yes, it is.
So we're talking here in Cairns at the moment. So mm-hmm. tomorrow Cairns, and then on Thursday Yarrabah. Is that right?
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Tell us what is happening in Cairns and Yarrabah in the next couple of days, please.
Yeah. So tomorrow at the Murraway Community Hub on Anderson Street, 86 Yes, in yep. Monunda, we will be having a one-stop shop. So there's First Nations Foundation staff available. Mm. We have our partners, the ATO, Services Australia, NAB Bank.
Okay, yes.
We also have super funds. And then you can come down and have questions. Like if you've got anyone in community, come down. We have a barbecue from 11 a.m. If you have any questions, any ask.
Come there for a feed.
Come for a feed.
Come for a feed and every hour.
Feed and some cold drinks.
Any conversation or questions around money, budgeting. We have some fact sheets that we'll be handing out from Good. First Nations Foundation. But for our partners, if you have superannuation, investment questions, ATO tax returns, lost super.
I'm loving that concept, having the partners with you as well. Because you help organising a plan as such. Mm. Like, we don't plan to fail. We just fail to plan. Mm. So you set a plan of attack, but having the partners beside you, like the superannuation, your ATO, how much you get taxed, when can you get a tax return? How does that all work?
Yeah.
So it's just coming there with an open mind, get educated, and virtually working for the entrepreneur thinking that getting the money later on down the track working for you instead of you working for the money.
Absolutely. You and I think as just a reminder to please bring some ID.
ID, okay, yep.
But if you don't have your tax number, that's okay. We can find it for you.
Okay.
If you don't have a birth certificate, that's all right. We can help you with that as well. So a whole different range of topics and questions, whatever it may be, we can either help you or point you in the right direction.
Lovely. So that's on tomorrow, Cairns at
Murraway
Community Health. And then on Thursday?
We're at the ICANN office. Yes.
ICANN office at Yarrabah.
Yes, based in the shopping.
Well, Yarrabeans, have a listen. If you want to get financially intelligent, go and check the girls out there with First Nations Foundation over at Yarrabah on Thursday. And what time is that happening, girls?
So that's from 9 till 3 for all of our events. Okay. All our partners will be available for questions as well. Yeah. I forgot to mention we do have our Mobstrong Debt Help, Financial Rights Financial Counsellor, but also if I can, if you have any questions around debt or would like to have a yarn with them regarding any bills, they can certainly have those conversations with you.
I always say to my brothers and sisters that they're listening in, debt, do everything but think. That's what debt is. We need to activate the financial sense, get financially intelligent, and get the money working with you. But it's also a discipline thing as well. I mean, ladies, we can set up a plan for an individual, but it's up to them to adhere to that plan.
Absolutely. And I think one of the great things about our organisation is we provide really practical advice.
Sure.
It's not advice like don't have your avocado on toast or don't buy your coffees out. It's things like have a look at your subscriptions. Mm. So you subscribe to 5 different movie streaming platforms that you don't use. Well, that can actually save you $400 or $500 a year.
Sure.
So it's practical things like that that we can help sort of work towards just to get that little bit of extra cash back in your pocket.
Yes. Mm. We are sometimes our worst own enemy, aren't we? You know what I mean?
And right.
We are creatures of habit, and 80% of our habits are bad habits. So all we need to do is just to get some good habits in our life.
And it's behavior changing. And I think just having the courage to actually acknowledge the behaviors, the negative behaviors, and turning those into positives.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't change overnight, but doing those on a daily basis or a weekly basis and changing those behaviors, then they turn into a positive, and then you can change another negative behavior to, you know, build upon that financial resilience as well. So that's really that education and refer on as well. So partnering up with our partners to be able to come and do this in community is for the community. Especially when we go to Yarrabah, we just have our women's session, which is a self-care session, and we also have a traditional weaver during that time. So that will go for an hour so we can have those discussions in that culturally safe place for women to have a yarn.
Soothe the mind.
Yeah.
Mind is open and at ease.
Absolutely. You know?
Yeah, fantastic.
And then in the afternoon from 12:30 to 2, we have our financial fitness workshop, which is going to be with Phil, our CEO, and Geordie, our education partnerships
financial
manager.
Financial fitness.
Yeah, and community members can actually come in. So that's all the education we have is based off our modules that we
have. While we're working our budget out, we're doing 10 push-ups.
Yeah.
Paint that picture.
We won't make what you do that.
We talk about financial fitness instead of the deficit mindset. So working on the, you know, our culture and our kinship, where we sit within our family and how that money can work for us, and the budgeting, looking at your credit score. So we're really that positive side of things, not the deficit mind.
Well, when you're talking about shifting your mind, it could help you in all aspects of your life. I mean, for example, you're talking about a budget. Look, I don't smoke, but I think it's about $50 for a pack of the cigarettes.
It's small these days.
Well, there you go.
Absolutely.
So, well, if you look at a basic $50 and you're buying three packets a week, that's $150.
Absolutely.
That could be going for something else, you know.
Yep.
And if you've got that mind shift and that discipline, then before you know it, you're only smoking one packet a week instead of three packets a week.
That's right.
There's more money in your pocket. Before you know it, you're no longer smoking. There's the extra $150 a week.
Yeah.
And it's up to an individual to make that transition and change. We can only give you the tools and the tips around that with our education. But we cannot just go, hey, you got to stop doing this.
But beginning's half done.
Absolutely.
The fact that you're reaching out, you attend these programs, gatherings that you guys are doing as a First Nations Foundation.
Yeah.
It just gets your mind triggering, you know.
Absolutely. I think writing a budget too can be really difficult. I've always struggled with it until recently when I joined the organisation and did these modules. It actually helped me.
Well, you had to act on it because you're working in a job.
Dear, that's very true.
Loan there, Maddie. Loan there. Loan there, sister.
Absolutely. But I wrote the budget after doing the modules. And we don't learn this stuff in school.
No, you don't. And this should be in school, actually.
Absolutely. Mm. And I've been able to write a budget that I actually stick to now.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. Now, First Nations Foundation, you don't have an office as such, and you guys operate from home, I believe, on the laptop, thanks to www. So that's powerful. And so when you're talking about 13 now staff, that's across the country, all online, virtually operating from home, you could say.
That's it, yeah. So
that's your job from home.
That's it, yeah. So we do a lot of travel and a lot of outreach. But, I'm in WA. Desta's here in Cairns. Yeah. We're all dotted all over the place, which is amazing because... Beautiful. You know, we can make connections and make sure we're doing outreach all over Australia.
So you can have a client online?
Yes, we do. So we do...
You don't have to do face-to-face meetings.
So we do online sessions. We do it with school, health, education, a lot of sporting clubs. Just depending on who it is. And we can, if it's down south, then yes, we can definitely have whoever's down in Victoria to do those face-to-face deliveries.
Exactly.
But I find a lot of... organizations now are working hybrids.
So organizations, company can reach out to you guys and to grab their First Nations staff to come to a function with you guys. And you can turn up and present and work out a budget.
Absolutely. So it may be that we bring them to a central location, or we can go to them, or we can do it online. But any organisation that's wishing to work with us, either with their staff or wanting to do one of these financial wellness weeks that we're doing up here in Cairns, can reach out to us through our website.
Now, sometimes our finances is a private thing.
Yep.
So when you're talking to a group, there's... questions they ask for the individual.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that in a setting where there's 10 people in the room and I don't want people to know about my business?
So when I facilitate our sessions, or also my work colleagues, that when we do our workshops, we have those one-on-one conversations after we deliver our program.
Okay.
And we find the initial, we try to break down the barriers and open up that culturally safe space.
Sure.
So all our presenters are of First Nations or Indigenous.
Lovely.
And then we also, all our cultural relevant content. So all of our
beautiful
content.
Black
is created
on black,
by
can't
mob.
Beat that.
Yeah, created by mob for our mob. So really, it's just how we're yarning here.
Yarning
how
in
we
now.
Would yarn
yeah,
to
good,
our
good, good.
Participants and community.
So we can get out of the habit of saying, when we're greeting someone, not, hello, how are you? Not, hey, Holden. That sort of thing, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Hey, Holden. Try and greet me first. Fantastic. So First Nation Foundation, got a webpage there, girls?
Yeah. Yep. If you,
Our website is www.firstnations.org.au. Sorry, First Nations Foundation.
Foundation, all one word?
Yes. So our name, .org.au. You're welcome to join. We also have our Women's Indigenous Women's Financial Wellness Facebook page and our First Nations Foundation. Also, we have a Facebook page. Sign up to our Wiggly Wealth Yarn and you see what's happening. Sharing some really good money tips and education on our platform.
So there's First Nations Foundation. So all the W's are dot First Nation Foundation, one word, .org.au. Do check it out. Get the information. And look, beginning's half done. If you want to change things in life, brothers and sisters, you need to change things in life. Things don't change if things don't change. Yep. Thank you very much, Destiny. Great to see you again, sister.
Yeah, thank you.
And Maddie, nice meeting you.
It was lovely meeting you.
All the best to you.
Thank
you. And girls, we'll talk soon. So the function here in Cairns tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 3 o'clock at Murawawa.
Yes, Community Hub on Anderson Street.
At Anderson Street, okay.
Manunda.
Crossroad from
Barbecue from 11 a.m. Come for a feed and yarn.
11 a.m. Yeah, okay. And then on Thursday at Yarraba.
That's it.
Again, that's at the ICANN at nine to three.
9 to 3, yes.
All right. Do check it out, you mob. Ladies, thank you very much. Keep smiling. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Jeff.
Awesome. Thank you,
right.
Trevor.
Stay deadly. Too deadly. Stay deadly. Heard that, my sister. So fantastic. First Nation Foundation coming to a venue near you. Happening here in Cairns and Yarraba tomorrow. And, Yarraba on Thursday and Cairns tomorrow. And that's at the Marawa Hub at Anderson Street and over at ICANN office over at Yarraba on Thursday. So do check it out. Catch up with Destiny and Maddie. And I believe also a big shout out to Melanie Noble, who's part of the team as well, and Melanie Noble, project officer and lead for Financial Wellness Week and First Nations Foundation. So that's fantastic. And you mob tuned into your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bully Run. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry. And coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation. Thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Too deadly.
Advice. See, it's hard enough to keep the kids inside. Where I'm from, let me remind. Violence and poverty, high rates of crime surrounds me, living in a crowded place. Being discriminated because of my race, but they don't see the challenges we face. Missing pieces to the puzzle is how we're raised. I'm a young Aboriginal, not a criminal. Pave the way for the future individuals. Make a change and I speak the truth. Services around, but ain't helping the youth.
Attention, we got it. You're all gone. But see, it's hard when we started from the bottom.
MGD, little youngins.
Come up from nothing and they think we're the problem.
But what?
We are not the problem.
Nah.
See, the kids ain't the problem.
Why blame us?
Now you could be the problem. Or maybe the system is the problem.
All right, we've got Which Way Yarning about to happen. That's with Edmonton Police. We're going to catch up with Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay, but he's based up at Bemmig at the moment. And we're going to have a yarn with Police Liaison Officers Aaron Binawal and also Tamina Williams, who are PLOs up there at Bemmig, and have a chat with them mob. And got Glenn on the line, Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well, brother. So you're based up there for how long, Glenn?
Yeah, mate, I've landed on the ground up here last week, but up in Bamiga for the next 6 weeks.
Next 6 weeks, all right, fantastic. And you've got two deadly bodyguards there with you, Police Liaison Officer Aaron Binawal and Tamina Williams, is that right?
Sure do, yep, they're staring at your picture on a screen right now.
I'm thinking, gee, what a fine looking black man he is, they're thinking, eh?
Well, we're trying to find a picture of you with hair, but that took a long time.
Too deadly, and a very good morning we got there. Aaron and Tamina, how are yous?
Yeah, good, yeah.
Thank you.
Good. Start with the sister first, Tamina. Let the mob know who your mob, where you from, sis?
From here up in Bumaga.
Who the tribal mob there, sister?
Sorry?
Who the tribal mob there?
Okay, so from the west coast, yes. My family, we're from the Angamuti people, so the Seven River people.
Yes.
Goes from Injunu right down to before Old Makun, where Skardon River is.
So deadly big footprint
from
there.
The East Coast, where from the Yadaikana people.
Mm.
Yes, and that's from the other side of the tip, right down to Asha.
Beautiful country, my sister. Thank you very much. Bala Aaron, who you mob, where you from, Aaron?
I'm originally from Duar Island, so it's one of the top western islands right up near the coast of PNG.
Yes.
My people are the Daybal clan, so it's one of the major clan groups up there.
Oh, too deadly, my brother. Thank you very much. Now, with you, Aaron, how long you been a PLO, bro?
This month actually makes it 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah, it just went by real quick.
Good. So, how you enjoying it?
Oh, it's good so far. You meet a lot of people on the job and also off the job. So, yeah, the job takes me places that sometimes I've never been.
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
too deadly.
Good, yeah.
No, that's fantastic. Well, you've got a good leader there in Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay. He deadly that Miglu brother. He white on the outside, black on the inside, I always say. And over to Tamina. Tamina, how long you been to PLO, sister?
This week, only 3 weeks for me.
3 weeks? Oh, yeah, you still got your training wheels on. You got your L plates on. You're still learning.
Yeah, I have good teachers.
Good teachers. So are you enjoying it, sister?
Yes. Good. I've enjoyed every day.
Oh, fantastic. That's great. That's great. Did you ever see yourself working as a PLO? How did it come about? Did someone approach you, or you saw they were looking and you thought you'd apply? Or tell us your story there, sister.
Yeah, so before this job, I was in community service organization, so the NPA Family and Community Services here in Bamako. So yes. I had a fellow worker that was a partner for one of the police at the time.
Okay.
They've moved away now.
Yes.
She mentioned the job to me, and because I was working with her, she suggested that I
apply. And you applied and you got the job.
Yes.
Now you're going for Senior Sergeant Glenn DeLay's job.
Imagine. Yeah, they're on their way there. Trev. That's right. Well and truly on their way.
Watch your back, brother. They're coming for your job. Look, that's fantastic. And when we're talking about community, like I always say, and you will agree, my brother and sister, nothing beats black on black. So when you've got our black mob, working with our black mob, that's a good ingredient. So how did the local mob there, how did they feel seeing you in that blue uniform? All good there?
Yeah, we were just up at the high school, so they've got the college athletics day. So when we rocked up, everyone was quite happy to see us up there.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, just had to rush back for this interview.
Yeah, thank you. That's right. Stop everything. I've got to talk to the Murray from the Curry. I've got to leave you, mob. Now I've got to go back to the station. Which is fantastic. And look, it can become a career pathway. I mean, Aaron, you've been doing it for 5 years. That's something for you to look forward to, Tamina. And then with that, Glenn, tell them about Stephen Grant. How long has he been a PLO?
Stevie Grant, he's got as much service as I have. So he clocks over 20 years this next year. And I know we've spoken on your program previously on the importance of PLOs in communities, just with that local knowledge.
Exactly.
And one of the biggest assets with our PLOs is the trust the community have got with the PLOs, because, you know, we get a station like Bamiga, staff come and go. You know, they can stay for 6 months, they can stay for a number of years. But when we've got that local knowledge in our PLOs that have lived and worked in these communities for their whole life,
yes,
you can't replace that with our state officers.
Well, exactly. When we're talking about local knowledge and you've got local people leading the way there, it's a bridge builder. It's communication, it's trust, and you can build a strong foundation on that, can't you?
Yeah, you can. And look, that's not just trust from the community. That's also spreading that local knowledge to our state officers that are coming to work in these areas. You know, a lot, we get a lot of staff that come up to the Cape and, you know, they've grown up in the southeast where things are very, very different. You know, they'll lean on these PLOs for their local knowledge and just on certain customs and beliefs, yes. You know, that helps them get over the line and do their job better.
Exactly. Fantastic. Tamina, sister, you got any children?
Yes, I have four kids.
Four kids?
Yeah.
So which are you, like, when you only been there job 3 weeks, when you first go home and put their uniform on, which way the mob yarn?
I'm a single mom, so I had to, you know, talk to my older daughter about it.
Wawa, yep.
Made them aware of the roster and the job or shift roster. And, yes, they were well aware before I applied. So,
yes.
Just so that they'll, you know, support me and
good.
Them, so.
Exactly. And the other good thing too, now, them picking any look, mum, go dress up, even you, Aaron, or family go think, oh, I'm about to be good now. Yeah, policeman here, stand up, we're at the same house.
Afraid of the uniform.
Yeah, exactly, which is good. And look, it just creates a nice platform and being good, doing good, and good things will happen. Look, that's great news. How many PLOs up there, Glenn?
At the minute, we've got the two PLOs.
Okay, rightio.
Yep, the station is expanding. There's a few vacancies here. They're filling at the moment. We've got another two new second-year constables starting in the next fortnight.
Okay, yep.
And then I believe their sergeant vacancy is going to be filled very shortly as well. So, you know, the station's, you know, getting back to its full strength numbers, which gives everyone a bit of time to get out in the community and not just be reactive to those jobs.
Exactly. So for a small community like Bamiga, how many PLOs would you, you know, add to the force?
Oh, look, if we had a choice, I suppose, you know, we could add another four here, easy.
Four, easy. PLOs. So is that in the budget? Can these two be supporters or marketing people to search for mob they want to come join?
Yeah, look, I think that all ends up back with the executive leadership if they're interested in adding PLO numbers to the station, you know. But, I mean, the, you know, Northern Peninsula and right through the Torres Strait, there's different clans, different groups, you know. And if,
yes.
if you are able to draw upon PLOs from all of those groups,
yes.
Make their work a lot easier. But unfortunately, at the minute, Bamiga has two positions.
Oh, okay, Roddy, at this point in time, regarding the budget, only two positions. And the two with us at the moment, Aaron and Tamina, yes?
Yep, they're filled with the best two.
Exactly, exactly. Exactly, that's fantastic. Aaron, you got a vision for how long you're going to be there?
No, nothing yet. My name keeps on popping up with all the bosses about going into recruit.
Okay.
But it is something that I see in the future because... the Dizzy station has recently become a training ground, so
yeah.
If I do go through that, then I'm able to come back.
So when you say recruit, as in a pledged officer?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a vision, a possibility?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Good on you. Okay.
It's the timing, really, so.
Sure, exactly.
If the timing's right, then yeah, I'll probably pursue it, yeah.
Okay, Bala, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. And Tamina, only 3 weeks, but I don't know, what's your vision? Would you like to sink your teeth into this?
Yes, at the moment, as I was thinking, like two years PLO would be good for me, and then go for the next level from there. I mean,
okay, cool.
Here this far, might as well go. Right
there. Good on you, fantastic. And girls can do anything. So too deadly, my sister. You're leading from the front there. Well, good yarning with you both, and thank you, Sergeant Glenn Deloy, Edmonton Sergeant. But acting up there, my brother. How long are you acting for?
Yeah, so 6 weeks. 6 weeks, and then I'm sure I'll start missing home and have to get back down there and get my own family in the line.
Yeah, well, too deadly. And thanks for the yarn, Aaron. Big Esau, thank you, Tamina. Stay back, stay deadly, stay strong, you mob.
Thanks, Trevor.
Good yarn, and yawo.
See ya.
Deadly yarn, beautiful yarn. That's with Edmonton Police, Senior Sergeant Glenn Deloy, who's acting up there at Bamiga as the sergeant, and had a beautiful yarn there with the police liaison officers, Aaron Binnewell, who's been there for 5 years, and Tamina Williams, sister just started 3 weeks on the job and loving it, enjoying it. And as I said, black on black, fantastic working with our mob and our boys and girls in uniform, blue uniform. And it was nice yarn there. Look, Which Way Yarning is the segment. Big shout out to IGA, that's Edmonton, Brinsmead, and Edmonton. Yep, they give us a box of fruit here. Once a week we promote, once a week they give us a box of fruit, but every day we promote healthy living, healthy lifestyle. Chew on the apple rather than the Mars bar, you mob. Too deadly. And Double M, Maddie Mockin. But it's all good. Stay tuned, add to the conversation, National Talk Black.
To show for myself yet, but don't judge me, cause I live my life ruggedly. My skills and ability comes to me naturally for me to release my lyrics swiftly with the wind blow. So slick, quick, wickedly it flows, smooth as I cruise, running like a spin rim with my roll up, my haircut trim. Now I ain't trying to pretend or act like anybody else, this is all me for real. So deal with it if you don't like the way you live it. Step aside, let me drive my life, and if I might make a mistake, I'm the one that's gonna be learning from it and dealing with it each day. With no breaks, I keep on cruising with my faith, I keep
keeps me moving. I don't need to prove it to anybody. This is my life that I'm living. So let me try to achieve my goals my own way.
Yeah, isn't that a good statement? Improve myself. Improve yourself. That's it. Look at that man, that woman in the mirror. And if you want to make it all good, then check yourself before you wreck yourself. This is your daily program. Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry, with National Talk Black. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS National Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, we're going to catch up Yarn with JP, John Paul Janke, encourages communities to stay healthy and strong with bowel cancer screening test. And I've got the brother on the line. And a big shout out, JP, good morning. How are you, my brother?
Good morning, mate. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, bro.
Well, look, I'm John Paul Janke. I'm Woosethee and Murray Islander from Zenuthkes, beautiful Torres Strait.
Yes.
Born in Cairns, but live on Ngunnawal country down in Canberra.
All right, brother, cold country down there. So too cold. Rugged right. up. I'm Murray, soon to be football shorts and singlet, cuss.
Oh, look, Murray's legs go wide every
You're
winter.
You're rugged up, that's right. Exactly. Brother, listen, thank you for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation, and actually I'll give you the heads up. Thank you for dropping my name. I'm one of the ambassadors for bowel cancer as well. So thanks to you, my brother. I'm out there, but very powerful message. So tell us the message you're delivering regarding staying healthy, strong with bowel cancer screening, brother.
Well, yeah, like you, my brother, I think, you know, screening for bowel cancer is very important for our mob. And, you know, I think anything that I can do to get the message across to mob to do it, there's no shame in doing it. Do it because it could actually save your life. And if you're over 50, it's even more important. And they asked me who's the most famous Murray in Far North Queensland around 50, and I didn't know whether you're over 50 or not, brother.
Shut up, you even dropped my name there.
I said, you're close. And they said, we need that man. So...
You know, brother, look, it's really good thank you, my cousin.
It is an important message, eh?
It is an important message. And look, it's made me act on it. I'm 57, and I always received that kit. Yeah, brother, I always received that kit
Mate,
in the mail.
You still move like you're 27
Shut
on the
up,
dance
there
floor.
You go, I've shake booty. Knock off. And so I was just saying that, age 57, and I've always received in the mail the kit. And I said, yeah, I'm going to do that. I just put it off. And then when the mob approached me, I can shut up. I went into death straight away, you know, as I said, yes. And while they're working behind the scenes to set it up then regarding me being an ambassador, I got the test done. But I remember a yarn I had with Dr. Joel Winnetong, Dr. Mark's son. And Joel, he's an ambassador. And when I interviewed him, I think it was early this year, about January, before I came ambassador, thanks to you, I rang him and talked to him about the testing. And he reckoned like this, brother. He reckoned, well, see, all your mob need to listen, especially your brothers out there, all you need to go and do a guna, and then you tag it and send that guna back to the government. So I ran with that, brother, and that's how I promoted, brother. But when you look at the simplicity of it all, but the importance of it all, we need to act on it, eh, bro?
Yeah, I was like you, my brother. You know, I got the kits as soon as you turned 50, and I left it there, for, I think, for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then I finally got the guts to do it because, you know, we're at that age, and all my friends were doing it, and they were saying, why don't you do it? And I was going, I'm too ashamed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But then you realise that, you know, bowel cancer is one of the most common cancers found in our mob, and it's particularly if you're getting over 50, it's more important to get tested because if it's discovered, it can be successfully treated, so it can save your life. And you know, it's really important for us that we want to stick around to see our kids grow up,
well,
and our grandkids, and you've probably got great-great-grandkids now, eh?
You're not. I've got four beautiful grandchildren, brother.
I know. But you
and
know
one
what?
10 it's weeks ago, brother, for, yeah.
It's just important for us to do it, and it's so easy to do it. As you say, just do it, Gunna.
Yeah.
Send
it back to the government.
And the relief that you feel when it comes back, right?
Yeah,
when
exactly.
When it comes back and you've done it, and you go, okay, well, I can do it again in another 2 years.
Yeah, exactly. And like you said, if you're going to do it for yourself, then do it for your children or your grandchildren. And we're talking about closing the gap. And when we talk about life expectancy, we black people need to step up and do our bit as well, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, there's no time to really do it like the present. And if you're over 50, you can go to, your local AMS and have a good yarn to them about not only your bowel cancer test, but getting your regular health check and getting on top of your health. because it's something that, you know, all Australians over 50 and 74, they get the self-screening kit in the mail every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So just get it. When you get it, do it and send it back.
Yeah, to Delhi, brother. Now, let's talk about you and the other hat you wear regarding NITV. And I saw you there at the Logies just recently. Tell us about that journey, how you're travelling, and what hat you're wearing there, my brother.
Yeah, mate, so I do work with NITV and SBS. I'm the co-host of The Point, which is the flagship Indigenous news and current affairs show on NITV and SBS. Tuesday nights, 7:30 on NITV. We're devoting the whole year to the referendum. So we're doing what's called a road trip to referendum, and we're travelling around the country every 2 weeks to get people's views and opinions on the referendum.
Yes.
But also, I think the issues that are particular to their regions, because as you know, we all got different regions, we all got different things we want to raise and highlight and issues.
Yes.
So we want to hear that. Mate, apologies if you're hearing an announcement. I'm in Adelaide at the moment on my way to the Garma Festival.
Oh, okay, Rudy, okay. Yeah, the background. I thought you had a nightclub there, Cass.
And Gilligan's, I'm Ira Gilligan's.
Shut up.
No, you know, it's we're on our way to the Garma Festival, so we're doing broadcasting this weekend from the Garma Festival.
Lovely.
It's an important gathering of Indigenous leaders and non-Indigenous leaders to talk about ways forward, and very important in a year of a national referendum on recognition and a voice to Parliament.
Yeah, fantastic, brother. And look, how long have you been wearing that hat to NITV SBS, bro?
This is my fifth year doing the show, and it's just gone so quickly.
Yeah, it has.
Doing 5 years, because love getting around and love catching up with Mob and yarning with Mob.
Yeah.
I've got to walk the red carpet at the Logies the other night, which was pretty flash for a Murray from Jones Street in Cairns there.
That's right. Yeah, beautiful, brother. No, too dilly, brother.
If only my friends could see me now.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Watch this space. Yeah, that's too dirty, my brother. You're leading from the front, and look, it's great to see you as an ambassador for a bowel cancer screening test. Fantastic, and love the work that you do. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, my cuss.
Thanks, my brother. And look, always good to yarn you, and congratulations to you as well for being an ambassador. I think you've got the voice and the looks that will convince people across this country. So
too
dirty, couldn't think of anyone better, mate, my brother.
Thank you, my brother. Listen, you take care, travel safe, we'll yarn soon.
All right,
beautiful yarn there. That's JP, John Paul Janke, and he's with NITV, SBS, The Point, and he's the co-host with that daily program. But he's also ambassador for bowel cancer screening, and he encourages communities to stay healthy and strong with bowel cancer screening tests. Like I said, for you mob there over 50, need to get your test done. They send it out in the mail once you reach 50 and you do your testing. And like I said, go do guna, send the guna back to your government. They just need a specimen of your guna. That's all it is. And then your job's done. And look, bowel cancer, if you got that early, then they can fix it a lot earlier. So it's about safety and longevity, expectancy of life, and we need to do our bit, you mob. Have your say and yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. All right, now we have a landmark First Peoples health study to roll out in Cairns. A groundbreaking matter research project will place health workers in Indigenous communities across Queensland and study the long-term well-being of 400 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander families. Thanks to a $4.69 million grant from the National Health and Medical Research Council, the pilot Indigenous Queensland Family Cohort, IQFC, study was launched at Matters South Brisbane Health campus last year, but will now be extended to cover the Rockhampton, Townsville, Cairns communities and the Metro North HHS regions, thanks to the major boost. The study will identify First Peoples families during pregnancy and monitor the health and well-being of participating mothers, babies and fathers over 5 years, as well as improving understanding of the seriousness health issues faced by First Peoples. The cohort team will also provide immediate interventions and improve the health of participations. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Associate Professor Kim Ray, Matter Research, Principal Research Fellow for Indigenous Health. And on the line, we have Professor Kim. Good morning, Professor Kim. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Trevor.
Good. Thank you. Where are you based, Professor?
Well, I'm normally based in Brisbane, but I'm up in not so sunny Townsville today.
Townsville, overcast. But thank you very much. You would say it'd be cold, warm rain anyway at that.
Absolutely. It's beautiful up here.
Look, money's a tool. Thank you very much. $4.69 million grant. Fantastic. From the National Health and Medical Research Council. A landmark. First People's Health Study to roll out in Cairns. Townsville, Rockhampton. This is great news.
Oh, look, very exciting news for us and definitely for the communities that we're partnering with. I think we're going to do some great work together.
Look, fantastic. And so we're talking about having families at the table and support them for over 5 years. And to find, we'll get the reports, get the surveys done and find out where we sit as First Nation people and young families in the 21st century, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's about, I guess, hearing what, at the moment, we're having conversations with community members to go, what do you think is really important that we need to know about your families? And how do you want us to talk about health in your communities? And what we're really hearing is that communities are wanting us to talk not just about, you know, disease and risk. They really want us to also showcase, you know, the brilliant deadly programs exactly. that are happening and also the strength and resilience of the community and highlight, you know, cultural strengths and what that brings to health as well.
Well, exactly. And we're talking about health in all facets, physical as well as mental, emotional and spiritual as well.
Absolutely. I think Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have such this, you know, amazing view of health that really incorporates so many facets. And we as researchers need to make sure that we get to showcase that on behalf of community members.
Yeah, great. And the good thing as well is talking about the positive side of things as well, you know. It takes a community to raise a child. So we're talking about a family and we're talking about the input from all around the community that helps a child progress in life, yes?
Yeah, that's right. Because family aren't just, you know, family structures aren't just, you know, mum and dad. It's also aunties and uncles and grandmothers and elders. And, you know, it is the whole community that raises children for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. So we need to make sure that those are really represented in the data that we collect.
Yes.
But also if we do happen to see things or find things that, you know, that where families may need a bit of help, that we can actually put together some interventions that can support families. And we've certainly had communities already say to us there's two things they really want. One is around parental social emotional wellbeing support. Mm-hmm. And so we've got some interventions that we can deliver with communities that they can do in their own communities,
exactly.
that can be delivered with Indigenous health workers, with their community controlled service. So it's all really culturally appropriate social emotional wellbeing support for parents.
Good, fantastic. Yep.
And the other one is around supporting kids. If we've got kids that we see coming through that are at risk maybe of cerebral palsy or not quite meeting their developmental milestones, that parents can get some support on how to deliver some interventions with them that's also community-placed so they're not having to travel and get support outside of, you know, outside of their local health service. So that's what this is all about.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. And look, nothing beats better than black on black. And when you talk about our mob, working with our mob, that's the number one ingredient for that to happen, you know. And but it is a team effort success breeds success.
Absolutely. And we're so lucky. Like, I consider myself so blessed. You know, I'm a non-Indigenous researcher, but this team is, you know, we've got 60% Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander researchers leading this project, which is just brilliant. And we will have an Indigenous governance that will be formed by members from the communities that we're working in as well.
Lovely. And you can see with the 60% of our First Nation people working, they're there to do the job, but you can see the passion that they hold in regard to the job that that's in front of them, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. Like, you know, and what the passion that they have for people, for their own communities and, you know, and the strength that they bring to each other to grow that.